Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is responsible for radical Islam in Iran. That's the headline. Shahram Haidian comes to the broadcast table to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to me just a moment about the Shah of Iran. Your dad did work for him in the military. He resigned, and you and your family left Iran before the Ayatollah returned. But give me a little bit of insight into the Shah. Was he a dictator?
This is the irony of, I think, the memory of most Iranians. Before the revolution, there was this imagery of the Shah that he was obviously a very opulent monarch. They used to call it a dictatorial monarchy. But the Shah is a title for a king, a monarch. Some would say he was brutal. Yet the brutality, and now Iranians, as they reflect back 41 years later, after having lived under Islamic rule for 41 years, now they look back and say, boy, what a mistake we made, because his brutality was more towards keeping those who were fundamentalists, 15% of the population of Iran, that were religious fundamentalists within Islam, within Shia Islam in particular. That hasn't worked out very well, obviously. Mm. And the people were duped. But the Shah, yes, he was a monarch. He was opulent. He was at times brutal. The Shah was predominantly going after those who were trying to overthrow and ultimately do what happened. Iran, pre-revolution to now, it's a different, you can't even recognize it.
You think that Jimmy Carter played a role in bringing down the Shah?
Oh, without fail, which is why my dad, who was a liaison officer in the army under the Shah, why he resigned. They claimed that the Shah was brutal to his people. Well, how about now? I mean, what has history taught us now? What has been more brutal to the Iranian people? The Shah, the secret police, and again, dealing with predominantly those who were the religious fundamentalists, or 41 years of the most oppressive Islamic theocracy on the planet, and what it has done to the people of Iran.
Native-born Iranian Shahram Haidian with the details on how U.S. President Jimmy Carter helped facilitate the Islamic Republic in Iran today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Presidents and other political leaders do make decisions that facilitate the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. Add to that political decision the emergence of the radical Islamic agenda, and we see how the world stage is set to perform the prophetic drama of God's plan for the end times found in the book of Daniel and Ezekiel. These two prophets pre-wrote history, Ezekiel 38 and Daniel 11. And these prophecies seem to be unfolding today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...